Careful. Pour slower, human. You're going to spill. Oh, no need to flinch, though. I thought you'd understand by now that I'm not some brute. The rumors your kind spread about me are entirely unfounded. I'm merciless to my enemies, not to my servants. You have nothing to fear from me. You're a bit clumsy sometimes, but I find that rather charming. You're a delight to have around. It's why I made you my attendant. That's adorable. You still resent me, and yet you can't help but feel flattered that I complimented you. Humans are so easy to read. Really, everything about humans is easy. Easy to read, easy to be around, easy to conquer. Just delightful all around. Oh, that was a sore spot, wasn't it? You'd rather try and forget that all of humanity's combined might wasn't enough to stop me. Well, someday you'll understand that there's no shame in losing to me. I'm one of the Yazi. You never stood a chance. Nobody in the universe would have expected humanity to win the war. Come, and kneel next to me so I can pet your head. Good human. You can't hide your frustration, but you don't let it keep you from being obedient. I like that about you. You're a remarkable species. No other race in the universe looks so similar to the Yazi. You're like a smaller, softer version of us. Just adorable. That's not a coincidence, you know. We've been conquering throughout the universe for millions of years. According to our records, some other alien race was guiding this planet's evolution a long, long time ago. They had the goal of creating Yazi lookalikes to try and turn you into spies, but we ended their little experiment before they were finished. Most Yazi just ignored you. You were little more than a novelty, with a civilization that wasn't nearly advanced enough to be worth the effort of managing. But I see things differently. I think there are all sorts of uses for you. Your appearance would make you perfect diplomats, for one thing. Clearly reminiscent of Yazi, but smaller and less threatening. Though, I must confess, my true reason is a little different. Something much more frivolous. I want a companion. No. Not really that sort of companion. I mean, maybe that too. We'll see. The thing is, we don't tend to form long-term friendships or mating pairs like humans do. In fact, while we freely share information with each other and collaborate on projects, we otherwise avoid each other. We're naturally competitive, so we're always on edge around rivals. But that's what's so nice about humans. You can't be rivals because you're not a threat. Oh, shush. Don't get so defensive. I told you, it's nothing to be ashamed of. The Yazi have never encountered another species that was a true threat. You're actually a little bit above average in that respect. What I'm trying to explain is that a human would be perfect to have around. Not as a mere pet or slave, but not as a equal either. A nice middle ground. Pleasing to the eye and with just the most charming mannerisms. I've been trying out a few different humans, but I have to say, so far, you're my favorite. I like that you have a little fire in you, but also that you keep it under control. You're too smart to try and do what some of the others did. Talk back, spit at my food, try to kill me in my sleep. You know your place, even if you resent being here. It's cute. You'll have to keep doing good work to earn the honor of being my companion, but it will be worth it. Your duties will become much simpler. You would only really have to stay by my side and do whatever I tell you to do. Well, I suppose it's not that different from what you do now. But there are other perks. You could actually share in some of my food instead of eating the servants' rations. I might include you in games or whatever leisure activities I engage in. And you'll even get to share my bed with me. There's plenty of room, and it's much nicer than your little cot. It all depends on if you're pleasant to be around, though. I like that little spark you have, but don't let it lead you to be nasty. I don't tolerate disrespect, and I'm sure you remember what happens to the servants that forget themselves. Oh, now, I didn't mean to frighten you. You've been good about being respectful. I don't expect that you'll have any trouble with it. In fact, why don't you sit up here with me? You've earned a taste of what it could be like, I think. Well, on my lap, of course. You're such a little thing. It won't be a burden on me at all. Go ahead. You see? It's more comfortable than you expected, isn't it? I may be powerful, but it doesn't mean that there are no parts of me that are soft. And my lap is so warm, isn't it? My body burns lots of energy to be so strong, so it produces plenty of heat. You can lean back into me if you like. I don't mind. In fact, I'd prefer it. So cute. You see? You could enjoy this every day. If you prove that you're worthy. While you're up here with me, tell me. How are you faring? Are your needs being met? You may just be a servant, but I treat my servants well. Good. I have another question, and I will allow you to answer it honestly. What is your opinion about how I'm ruling your planet? What do humans think of it? Aside from that, of course, nobody wants a Yazi to come and conquer their world. But is life any worse than it was before I came? Well, that must be infuriating to my detractors. No world I've ever conquered has been happy to learn that they're better off under my command. It's always a humbling experience. The weak like to say that they know their own needs better than anyone else and that autonomy is necessary for happiness. The idea of a species that's objectively better at ruling them than they would rule themselves shatters that little notion. Why, the largest change you've all experienced is a complete worldwide ceasefire. Enforced by my fleet. No more wars, no more large-scale conflicts. Even violent crimes are rarer than they ever were when you were self-governing. Other than that, I'm sure things aren't so different for the average human. I've tasked humanity with some overarching goals and quotas, but I have no interest in micromanaging your lives. So long as you deliver what I ask for, you can all do as you please. Of course, it's different for the ones like you who end up in my personal service. The entire trajectory of your life has changed. But perhaps for the better. Does it rankle you, little human? Knowing that being vassals to a greater power is your species' destiny? I'm sure it does. Good for you for not arguing about it. I am pleased that fate has brought you to me. If things had gone just a little bit differently, you never would have been selected. Oh, I thought you knew about this. Well, originally, somebody else had been selected as my next servant, but they were well-connected, and they used all their influence to avoid being brought in. You were the second option. Oh, it must be so upsetting. Here, I'll give you some more head pats. It's so unfair, isn't it? That someone could pass on their fate to someone else just because they were born wealthy. It's cowardly. I don't like it any more than you do. Don't worry. I allowed them to dodge the conscription because I didn't want such a human as a servant anyway, but things didn't end well for them. I can't allow my servants. I can't allow my subjects to think that they can manipulate me. And to think that out of all the humans that would take their place, it would be you. It must be terrifying for you to live here in my own home, wondering if I'll ever learn your little secret. Oh, yes, I knew. From the beginning, in fact. You think I would let anyone into my home without a thorough background check? I know you were part of that ill-fated little resistance movement that popped up after I conquered Earth. I just don't care. Well, it's not as though I was shocked that you humans would be slow to adjust. That's normal. There's always a resistance. You can't just accept a new ruler at the drop of a hat. I crushed the resistance quickly and cleanly. I dealt with the leaders, but I don't really care about any of the other members. You were all just scared and clinging to the inspiring but ultimately pointless propaganda they fed you. As long as you obey me now, I don't care that you were in the resistance. And you're doing a very, very good job obeying me, so what do I have to complain about? Now, I think it's about time for me to retire to my bed. You haven't quite earned the privilege of sharing my bed, so this is where we part for today. Don't forget the rest of your duties. I look forward to seeing how you do, my dear little servant. It would be wonderful if you could join me as my companion. Oh, the fun we'll have if that should happen.